Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, this Monday is the unofficial end of summer as we celebrate Labor Day. And Labor Day is kind of an ironic holiday because we celebrate working by not working. And of course, Labor Day is a perfect time also for us to think about the idea of work and what God says about it. It can also serve as an inspiration to talking to our kids about the importance of work as well. Dr. Bruce has already gotten into the spirit of Labor Day by taking this day off. So Scott Phillips is here with us to discuss work and what we as parents can be teaching our kids about it. So, Scott, what are some of the important aspects of work, and how are you talking to your kids about it?
Well, thanks, Cap. It's great to be back. I think it's important that we understand and that our kids understand that God values work. I mean, He wants us to be productive. In fact, Genesis 2:15 tells us that God put Adam in the Garden of Eden so that he could work it and take care of it. And, you know, this takes place before the fall.
So you're saying then that work is not a result of sin.
Hey, that's exactly right. The curse of the fall is that work's going to be hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the ground's not going to be easily plowed and things like that. And God tells Adam that it's through painful toil and sweat of our brow that we will be able to provide for ourselves and our family. But He wants us to be productive.
Well, Scott, what else does the Bible talk to us about work?
Well, a lot. The Bible is full of teaching about the idea of work. And in this instant gratification world, what the Bible says about work really goes counter to what the world says. Mm-hmm. But one great place to look for wisdom about work is in the Proverbs. Proverbs 14:23, for example, tells us that all hard work brings profit, but just mere talk leads to poverty.
And it does seem like a lot of people are more interested in talking than working these days.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, one of the things that I've tried to teach my kids is the reason that we're called to work. And it's not just to make money. For example, in Colossians 3:23, it tells us that we should work hard at whatever we do because, really, we're working for God.
That's a great point. Another example of that idea is found in Ephesians in chapter 6, where God commands us to work with enthusiasm. Mm. That's one I like to remind my kids about when it's time to pick up their toys.
You know, Scott, also at the same time, I think it's also important that our kids understand that money itself isn't evil. You know, God does want us to earn wages.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 1 Timothy warns us that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's not necessarily money itself. And let's face it, Cap, the reason why you and I work is so that we can make money to provide for our family. That's okay for it to be our motivation. Mm-hmm. We just need to make sure that we're pursuing God in our work, not pursuing money. That's when we get ourselves in all kinds of trouble.
Well, Scott, what are some practical things that we as parents can do then to teach our kids about what God really thinks of work?
Well, age-appropriate chores are, you know, always a great place to start. Chores teach responsibility and help our kids develop a sense of making a contribution to the family. You know, some folks say, hey, they have the rest of their life to work. I don't want to give them chores. Mm-hmm. But that's really not a good way to go. We want to give our kids little things so they can build up to big things. Mm-hmm. And we also want to work on the concept of saving and staying out of debt, not spending the money as soon as we get it. And the best way to teach these principles, of course, is to model it ourselves.
Well, thank you, Scott, for pitch hitting for Bruce this week. And next week, Bruce is going to be back, and we're going to discuss the importance of family devotions and how that we can make them a daily part of our family's lives. Be sure to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and give us some feedback about what you've heard. And we also want to let you know about our upcoming 6th annual Crow Transportation Car, Bike, and Truck Show being held in Elizabethtown on October 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. In addition to some great-looking cars and bikes and trucks, the highlight of the show really is the burnout competition beginning at noon.
That's my son's favorite part.
For more information, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and we hope to see you there. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.